There's a particular phrase in a letter that the Rambam wrote to his son, which the Chasam Sofer quotes in a few different places throughout his Perushim, which bothered him a lot. The Rambam wrote to his son, "Ashrei Adam shekala yamav b'mehira." That's the way that the Chasam Sofer writes it, records it, but it's actually written a little differently. But essentially, the words are, "Praiseworthy is a person who dies young, whose life ends quickly." The actual words from the Rambam are, "Veda b'ni, my son, you should know, ki ha'adam ha'mesakein b'zeh ha'olam ha'shafel ha'nivza, ein lo menucha bo." You don't have any rest from this world that is dangerous. "Va'ashrav l'mi shechasmo yamav b'mehera below tirdas nafsho." Praiseworthy is the one who completes his days quickly without tirda, without pain, without drama, without too much trouble. Those are the words of the Rambam, and that bothers the Chasam Sofer a lot for various reasons, particularly for the fact that people live longer lives and righteous people live longer lives. Does that mean that they're not tzaddikim, they're not righteous people because they're living a long life? Is that a bad thing? So the Chasam Sofer says, and we'll get to the pasuk in a minute. The Chasam Sofer says, if a person has talmidim or he has children who he has to teach Torah and be madrich them in avodas Hashem, well then, even if his tafkid in life, even if his mission in life has been fulfilled, he still has the ability, or he is guaranteed to continue living a long life because he has a job, he has another job to do. Even if his tafkid, his main purpose was complete, he has a new tafkid, which is to raise a generation of children and talmidim who will follow in his ways. But that says the Chasam Sofer, that implies then that if you've already taught talmidim who are now on your level, that they can teach the shiurim that you could teach to everyone else, then your tafkid is finished. Then you should no longer be living. And if the fact that you're from the fact that you're living, you're not a tzaddik, you're not a righteous person, says the Chasam Sofer, that's also not true. That's also a misnomer. Why is that? Says the Chasam Sofer, anyone who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo al menas lekabal pras, without any desire of a reward or a benefit, rak mitzad avas Hashem, just for pure love of God, ein ketz lechayav. There's no end to his life. There's no limit. The more life you have, the more you're going to commit to the service of God. That's, says the Chasam Sofer, unlike the Rambam, I think this is the pshat. In other words, I don't disagree with the Rambam's idea that praiseworthy is someone who dies young, which indicates that someone has finished their tafkid and they're ready to go to the Olam Haba. But at the same time, there are those who still live longer who have finished their tafkid, but there's still some unfinished business for them too. There's still some purpose in the world for them, and therefore that's the purpose that they need, that God still needs them in this world, whether it's to raise a generation of learners, or even if it's for you to continue committing yourself to Avodas Hashem, to the service of God. Based on this understanding, he wants to prove it from our pasuk in the towards the end of Mishpatim. He says, and we know that the pasuk tells us lo yeah akar vakara bimtecha, that the word akar, the Gemara in Bechoros tells us that lo yeh v'cha akar means talmidim, that a person should not be barren of having students. They should always have talmidim. So says the Chasam Sofer, we can take that drasha from the Gemara in Bechoros on Mem Dalet Mem Beis and apply it to our pasuk. Lo siya mishakela v'akara ba'artzecha. That, as Rashi explains, if somebody is committed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no, there won't be any miscarriages, no one will be barren in your land. Es mispar yamecha amalei, I will fill the number of your days. So says the Chasam Sofer, I mean, I'm going to fill your days. Ashrei Lemi Shekala Yama Bebehera. Doesn't the Rambam say it's better to die young? What? Why should we fill your days? That sounds like you're living a long life as opposed to making the most of your days. It means giving you more days. That's the simple understanding. I'm going to give you more days. So how do we understand it? Says the Chasam Sofer. Well, that's the pshat. If you have talmidim, if lo siya mishakela va'akara be'artzecha, if you are fulfilling the will of God, you're not going to be barren of talmidim. And even if these talmidim will have the ability to teach just as well to others as you can, and therefore you would think that your tafkid, your purpose is no longer necessary because they can do your job, nevertheless, because you are desirous to grow in Avodas Hashem, es mispar yamecha amalei, nevertheless, I'm going to continue to fill your days and give you a long life. So maybe the Rambam seems to indicate that only the good die young, but the Chasam Sofer explains there are many reasons that the good also live a long time as well. And ultimately, it's up to us to continue committing ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and whatever happens, happens. We're not in charge. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, but our job is to continue to commit ourselves in the service of Hashem. The Chasam Sofer says the same idea, similar idea, in a shorter piece, later on in Devarim. It says in Kisavov Hosircha Hashem Elokecha Bechol Maaseh Yadecha, that if you do the will of Hashem, that God will give you more. He'll be moser you. Hosircha Prebitnecha, with more children, pri behemtacha, upriat masacha latova, ki yashuv Hashem lasus alecha latov, kasher sas alecha, just like your father, your forefathers did good, he'll rejoice over you as well. But hosircha means what? He's gonna give you more life. What do you mean he's gonna give you more life? We don't want more life. Ashrei milus shachas moyada b'mehera. A person should die young. That's the Rambam. So again, the Chasam Sofer says, yes, but if you're Shakua in Avodas Hashem, if your mission is to live a life dedicated to God, then your life will be blessed with length of days to see many generations of other Ovdei Hashem in your family and within your Talmidim.